إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you about the illness of miserliness, of stinginess. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in two ways. One is Allah gives gifts. Without asking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us something. And we are most grateful to Allah for this. But the other way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is by giving us investment opportunities. You give something, you get something. To get something, you have to give something. To get something, you have to invest something. Now, the shaitan on the other hand deceives us and says and tries to tell us that if you give something, you lose it. So, he tries to tell us that we should never let go of what we have, right? Just gather, 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 but never spend. And you know and I know that spending is the way in which you increase wealth, even in the economy, if you look at it. Economies where wealth percolates down to the lowest levels of the economy are the strongest economies. Countries which have a very strong middle class and a non-existent poor class are countries which are far stronger and far more robust economically than countries in which there is enormous wealth, but that wealth is concentrated in the hands of a few, whereas the majority are impoverished. The same thing applies in our lives, where, and that's the reason why, for example, in Islam, and Islam is the only religion that I know of which makes charity mandatory and makes it an act of worship, which is what we have as far as our zakat is concerned, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to spend more and more, not only restricted to the 2.5% of savings that zakat is. So therefore, we are encouraged to spend. Why? Because it's only when you spread the goodness around you that you become wealthier. You become stronger, you become more robust. The same thing applies in our lives. People who spend in the path of Allah are the people who get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in two ways. One by, one directly by His gifts, and the second by giving us investment opportunities, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in keeping with our investment. Then of course, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is, when I'm saying in keeping, I don't mean in equal to, I mean in proportion to, and the proportions are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minimum of which is 1:10, 1000% is the minimum, and then it goes up to 1:700, and then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the creator of the universe, says that He will increase that as He wishes. Allah does not count and give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives without counting. So this is the key thing as far as miserliness is concerned, to remember that our risk, the amount of risk that we are destined to have, a great part of that is given into our own hands. We can have as much as we want, because that is linked directly to what we spend. The more we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we spend for goodness, the more we spend to help other people, the more Allah will give us. So the risk, our risk is written, but it is not fixed in terms of exact numbers. It is given into our hands to increase it or to decrease it. And that's why charity increases wealth. And that's the reason why Rasulullah, the famous hadith where he said, if you are in a state of poverty, if you are in a state of want, he said, increase your charity. That makes sense only if you understand charity in the sense of being investment opportunity, right? Investment opportunity. And this would, you would say this to somebody, that if you are in want, but there is a investment opportunity which is going to give you huge gains, then obviously, no matter how much in want you are, spend the last penny, but make that investment, because that investment is going to give you a return which will take you out of your state of poverty. And that's the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said that if you are in need, increase your charity. If you are in need, give charity, increase your charity. And we have so many instances from the seerah and from the lives of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain, to help us to understand that this was their understanding of what charity is. That charity is an investment. It's not a loss. You're not giving away anything. You are only investing in your own future. As we know, our future is in two parts. A very small, insignificant part of it is this life, and a very huge, And very significant part of it is the life of the hereafter, a life that never ends. And that future Allah gave into our hands. How wealthy do you want to be in that future is in your hands. How wealthy do you want to be in this future is also in your hands. Both depend on the charity that we give. And of course, in the hereafter is forever. Remember, my brothers and sisters, whatever we leave behind, we will have to give hisab for it. If we have earned it halal, then we will be called to account. Illa mashallah. And if we earned it haram, may Allah protect us from haram, then of course there is only punishment. There is no hisab and there is no accounting for the one who earned haram. For him there is punishment. The hisab is for the one who earned halal. But for the one who spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla wa ala will give that person reward, and he will show him what happened to that investment that he made when we meet him inshaAllah, which is a matter of about which there is no doubt. So I remind myself and you, let us try to be as generous as possible. What is the cure? The cure is to beat shaitan at his own game. The example I always give is that if, for example, a beggar comes to you, somebody comes to ask you something, may not be a beggar, maybe anybody, comes to ask you for something. You put your hand in your pocket and you have the intention of giving $1 to this beggar, or to this donation, and you pull out you put your hand in your pocket and you pull it out and you find you have $10. So what do? Give the $10. Don't put your hand back in the pocket and look for that $1 which receded somewhere into the depths of your pocket. No. Give the $10. And then Shaitan will start screaming. He said, oh my God, what are you doing? You're giving $10. Give another 10. He'll scream some more, give another 10. Until he will run away, until he runs away and he says you are crazy. And alhamdulillah, that is the kind of craziness that we want. And he won't come near you. And that is what the people who understand, the people who have their money in their hands and not in their hearts, the people who have money in their pockets and not in their hearts, they understand the secret of wealth, of creating wealth in this dunya and creating wealth in the akhirah, which is to spend, to invest and to invest and to invest. And that is the key how to beat the shaitan at his own game is by investing in our future, investing in the akhirah by spending more and more and more for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Charity cools the anger of Allah. Charity cools the fire of Jahannam. Charity protects us from the fire of Jahannam. Charity will cover our faults in all the other kinds of things that we do. Charity is ibadah. Charity is something which gives us reward for very little effort. I mean, what's the effort? How much does it take to give money? Giving money is the easiest thing in the world. But only for those people who understand the reality of it, who understand the reality of what charity is. And of course, charity is not restricted to giving money. Charity has to do with effort. Charity has to do with compassion and kindness. It has to do it has to do with knowledge, sharing of knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a smile is charity. A smile is charity. But remember, the smile is charity came, the hadith is related to people who had no money and they came and said, we are so poor, we have nothing, what can we do? And he said, smile is charity. Smile is not charity for the one who has money and who is stingy. And when the time comes for him to donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he smiles. That's not charity. That's miserliness and stinginess, and it's from shaitan. So please understand this. Be very, very clear that spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do yourself a favor and make yourself wealthy in this dunya and akhirah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open these rumus and to open these secrets to us and to fill our hearts with his noor and to enable us to give. And remember, when you're giving, it's not that we are not giving anything, because you can only give that which you own. We own nothing. We own nothing. Every single thing that we have belongs to Allah anyway and will return to Allah anyway, irrespective of whether we give it or not. It is the great glory and majesty and mercy of our Rabb that he rewards us for giving him what is in any case his. He rewards us for giving to him, for returning to him something which will return to him anyway. Right? Allah need not give anything to us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still rewards us. And how unfortunate and how stupid is the person who refuses to take that reward. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that and to enable us to give and give and give until we reach the point where we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah to reward us in keeping with his majesty and grace and to make it easy for us to earn this Jannah of his that will be inshallah our abode. We ask Allah for that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arham.